Psalm 21. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my prayer, from the words of my cry. O my God, I cry out by day, and you answer not. By night, and there is no relief for me. Yet you are enthroned in the holy place, O glory of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried, and they escaped. In you they trusted, and they were not put to shame. But I am a worm, not a man, the scorn of men, despised by the people. All who see me scoff at me. They mock me with parted lips. They wag their heads. He relied on the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he loves him. You have been my guide since I was first formed, my security at my mother's breast. To you I was committed at birth. From my mother's womb, you are my God. Be not far from me, for I am in distress. Be near, for I have no one to help me. Many bullocks surround me. The strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. They open their mouths against me like ravening and roaring lions. I am like water poured out. All my bones are racked. My heart has become like wax melting away within my bosom. My throat is dried up like baked clay. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. To the dust of death you have brought me down. Indeed, many dogs surround me. A pack of evildoers closes in upon me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look on and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far from me. O my help, hasten to aid me. Rescue my soul from the sword, my loneliness from the grip of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild bulls, my wretched life. I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, give glory to him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not spurned nor disdained the wretched man in his misery, nor did he turn his face away from him. But when he cried out to him, he heard him. So by your gift will I utter praise in the vast assembly. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear him. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your hearts be ever merry. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall bow down before him. For dominion is the Lord's, and he rules the nations. To him alone shall bow down all who sleep in the earth. Before him shall bend all who go down into the dust. And to him my soul shall live. My descendants shall serve him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice he has shown.